How do you honor God? By doing everything to the glory of God. Not just not sinning, not just, okay, you don't steal from people, but by making good shoes.
If we're going to talk about you were a new creation, that means everything has to change.
Why does God not just, you know, bring people to heaven immediately after being saved? It's because there's stuff to do here. There's a point to all of this. And if we're Christians, we do it better, or at least in theory.
But if we really apply the standard that's set in Scripture, then we know that no one is good because no one is God.
We serve a storyteller. We serve a God who has a perfect plan, a sovereign will for every moment of history.
It's not about going into the world to make artists. It's about going into the world to make disciples.
This is The Christian Artist, honoring Christ through creativity. My name is Caleb.
My name is Connor.
And my name is Carly.
And Connor's back. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I was in Dubai.
getting some amazing guest stars lined up for us.
Real
on the job work.
A lot of famous people from Dubai.
Yep. I don't know any of those, but
yeah, me neither.
So it's the 200th episode. And so I figured, well, we are going through this series on Ghibli films, but I was like, well, usually what we do is we do like a weird trivia game thing for our like milestone episodes. I don't think we're going to do that this time. Well, I know we're not going to do that this time because I didn't prep a trivia game. I was like, you know, we got to get Connor on for the 200th episode. Let's see if he's free and figure out a time we can jump on and do it again. But yeah, so here we are. I think this is just going to be an episode which, you know, the one of the purposes of the trivia episodes is to reminisce about the podcast up to this point. And this will be what this episode is, just without the hours of work it takes me to put together a trivia game that only two people will play
ever.
You know, so yeah. Especially like I know I made like 100 question trivia thing for the last one, and I deleted it all. I don't know, like we only did 15 questions or something from it, but I deleted the whole thing, and I'm like, why, Caleb? Why would you do this? Like. I could have just used those questions again and then added to 100 more, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I titled this episode 8 years of the Christian Artist because, yeah, it's been 8 years of the Christian Artist.
Wow.
Which is pretty wild.
That is wild.
We started this bad boy in 2015 and we've only gotten 200 episodes in. So let's do some quick math. 200 52 times 8. We've done less than half the episodes we should have done. We should have had 416 episodes by now. Instead, we're just reaching 200. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess we've done an episode more or less every other week, kind of. Yeah, which I guess isn't terrible.
Well, for the first, 3 to 4 years, I think we did it like almost every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, like these last 2 years, we've barely done anything. So it makes sense.
Yep. Time moves on, things get crazier. But I'm excited that we've been able to do more episodes recently. Even if it's just Carly and me doing some Studio Ghibli reviews. What was the one? I know there was one that was like later on, Connor. Was it the Marnie?
When Marnie movie? Was there.
I was going to say, when we do that one, you should jump on for that one at least.
Yeah, that one's really good. For disclaimer, just for anybody who might just like watch it now, it seems gay, but it's not. For half the movie, I was like, am I watching a gay film right now? What is going on? And it's not. And if you go into that with that in mind, it'll really help your enjoyment of it. Because once you realize that it's not gay, you're like, oh wow, this is so incredible.
I suppose unless you're a certain type of person, then you might have it be the other way around. You're probably not listening to the podcast.
It's also Japanese, so it's like they're
very, very unlikely it would be like that anyway. So
very unlikely, as well as like same-sex relationships. It's like Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. like with same-sex relationships. It's like the men in Lord of the Rings are men, but they're also like very caring and gentle and like hug and kiss each other's foreheads and stuff. And like Sam and Frodo are just like the closest of friends. And like Sam literally carries him like up the mountain. And so that's all this like really good like same-sex relationships, but it's not gay. And mm-hmm. because our culture has turned gay, we like see all these things and we don't need to. Yep. Yep. But the Japanese generally don't do that, and they just have good relationships that just seem gay to everybody that's American. Strange tangent there, but
no, that's totally fine. The little sneak preview for when we get to when Marnie was there,
we'll
talk more about that, I'm sure, in the future. Yeah, I figure we just kind of talk through the journey so far, right? Like what has it been like from 2015 to 2023? The journey of the Christian artist. Obviously, like probably one of the most monumental things about that whole journey is that Carly went from number one from never heard listening to our podcast to number one fan to visiting co-host. Us multiple times. To then co-host and then girlfriend, fiance, wife of me.
Yeah.
Right. So that's wild arc.
Mother of two children now.
Yeah. Mother of two children. Like it's wild.
Yeah.
That all of that happened because Connor and I decided to start a podcast in 2015.
Yeah. I think about the Christian artist and I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like a minor milestone in my life. And I'm like, geez, it's kind of not. Like, it's kind of a pretty big milestone in my life. I mean, it's bigger even for your guys's, obviously, but
yeah. I mean, it's really interesting because, and honestly, you know, talking about it now, I wish I would have had the time to like go back and listen through episodes and make the trivia stuff because it is always fun to just listen back through and it's such a, it was such a different, like we were so different in 2015.
Especially at the beginning.
Right. It was so much theological change that had yet to happen at 2015. Yes. 2015 was an interesting year because I think that was like the beginning of all of our theological changes was mm-hmm. right then, because at 2015, we were like, is Calvinism a thing? Mm-hmm. And that was like the whole arc came from that, right?
And I didn't even start looking into that until way after you guys did the episode on Calvinism versus Arminianism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Gabe Hughes. He's responsible for everything, as I like to say.
That's true. Yeah,
he wished me a happy birthday the other day. That was very
nice.
Cool.
Oh, good. Yeah, for the What podcast. I remember listening to. I think I listened to over 500 episodes before I
his,
just
like,
kind of stopped
thing.
Listening. Yeah, his devotionals.
Yeah.
And some of those were like half an hour to 2 hours long, but most of them are around 20 minutes. Actually, no, early on, the first 100 episodes, I think, were like generally 30 minutes long. But I listened to so much of his podcast, and that really changed my theology.
Yep.
But now I feel like I've like grown in my theology to a point where like I disagree with some of the stuff on the What podcast, and it's very fascinating. Whereas I'm like almost there with him, but I'm just like not quite. So I've like moved on to listen to other people instead. It's so fascinating to me because he was such a literally a turning point in my life.
Yep.
Of teaching me really good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that in my life, right? Like as you start learning different things, you start listening to different people. And it's not like you stop liking them per se. It's just that your regular diet of content changes, right? And it's just like, am I going to listen to a pre-mill talk about cultural issues all day? Probably not.
Right.
Right?
Gabe is Amel, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the people I was going to mention is John Piper, right? So, in terms of that like arc, right? Like, at the beginning, it was John Piper for me, pretty majorly for Calvinism specifically, right? Mm-hmm. And now I still really adore John Piper, and I want to go back and read some more of his books. But like Desiring God, so good. Like all of his like Christian hedonism stuff, like just like basking in the glory of God and how awesome he is and how all of our affection should be turned on him. Such good stuff. But like there's so many things that he like talks about in terms of like culture and politics and stuff where I'm just like, I don't, why?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm never gonna feel the need to listen to him talk about like a man's duty to protect his family, because I'm like, no.
Yeah, I tell people not to listen to John Piper. I don't mm-hmm. think he's a good teacher. I don't think he should have. I think he should have retired as a pastor many years ago.
At this point, he's definitely someone that I wouldn't like someone that hasn't listened to his stuff before. I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, go listen to it.
Don't recommend without qualification.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like I would rather recommend someone else that would have way less to explain away.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Piper said too many crazy things that I don't. I'm farther down the hill. From you guys on that one. I think he compromises on way too many things.
Yeah, I mean I think
I barely paid attention to him recently, so
for me there's so much good in a lot of what I've read from him. And then there's certain topics that just don't compute for some reason. But like in terms of like talking about the chief end of man, right, to serve God and worship him forever, like that whole like Christian hedonism, like love God, bask in his glory, all of anything when John Piper talks about that stuff, I'm like 100% on board. It's all fantastic stuff. And he has a really great love for like the Puritans and has written a lot of like biographies of the Puritans and stuff. And I'm gonna go through and read some of those at some point here, but you know, it's fine. You don't have to read John Piper. I don't know much, but anyway, yeah. So just in general, right? Like the all the different things that have changed for us throughout that 8 years is pretty wild. Right? It goes Calvinism, and then I'm pretty sure it was what was the arc here? Was it theonomy or postmillennialism next?
It was Calvinism, theonomy, and then postmill. And then in between Calvinism and something else, I don't know if it was before postmill or not, we became 5-point Calvinists.
Right.
For a while there, we were like, yeah, limited atonement, like just not really sure how that works out. And then we listened to that one Shylin song and we were like, oh, now everything makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that was pretty much what did it in for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is I forget what it Mission Accomplished, I think it's is just the song that he's like, oh yeah, I don't think you can, that makes perfect sense now. I never had like a good answer for some of these things, but now I feel like yeah. And then another note is one of the very first episodes. I think it was like episode 7 to 15, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I should really just bring up the list of episodes so I can reference anything that we talk about.
We did an episode where we were talking about parables, and that's actually something that I think that episode is a very good like example of just like how the first few years of Christian Artist was, is we would like come to a topic and be like, let's learn about this thing. And sometimes we'd learn about it on the podcast and be like, oh, so this is what parables are. We shouldn't, like sermons shouldn't tell stories, because Jesus told stories so that the blind would remain blind and the deaf would remain deaf. So if when we're talking to Christians, we shouldn't use parables or stories. Like, that's really interesting. And like every time Jesus finishes a parable, the disciples will like come up and ask him like, hey, what did you mean by that? And then he'll explain it to them. And it's like, that's very different than how modern preachers view the like using of parables and sermons stuff like that. And I feel like we in that episode like learned about that. We were like, well, what does the Bible say about parables? Oh, look at that. This is what the Bible says about parables. Huh. Oh, who would have known? Yeah. I feel like we did that with so many different things.
This is so funny because this is back when I actually had like extensive show notes. Literally like 4, 5, 6 paragraphs of show notes. What was I doing? Man. So many like links that we were referencing, like articles that we were there's like apparently an article that you were reading off. The New King James, you're reading a particular passage of the Bible on the purpose of parables. The evidence Bible you reference in this episode, the parable of the wedding feast. We did like a weird random story brainstorming at the end of it off of the parable of the wedding feast. I remember doing that.
That's funny.
We were there. It was with AJ.
Episode.
And then randomly at the end, we created an entire outline for a genre fiction novel.
Yep.
Wild. Yeah, especially in those first couple dozen episodes, a lot of it was like grab our random friends after youth group on Sunday evenings and then just record a podcast.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the days.
Indeed.
We had nothing better to do.
That's pretty fun.
And then we did a lot of like story ones that we were like, maybe we'll write a book about this someday. And here we are.
I filed all of them away in my brain. One of these days I'll do something with them. But we did a lot of song review episodes.
Oh yeah, those are my favorites.
Those were really fun. We literally did a half an hour. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we did a half an hour episode on the song Finn from Amberlynn. Where we just listened to the entire 9-minute long song and then talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we just needed an episode that day. And
yeah, probably.
Like, I'll just listen to this one song. Anyway, lots of fun. And like that was all the first season, right? So I did kind of like separate the podcast into seasons eventually. And our first season goes all the way up to episode 17. It goes past that. It goes to episode. Where is it? Episode 31. Because that was all the episodes we did in 2015. We ended with a review of The Force Awakens.
Oh yeah, that's back when we thought that they were going to do well with that trilogy. We were like, okay, all right, this was a great movie. They're setting up some really great stuff. Mm-hmm, most of that movie, we were like, oh, I see where they're going with this. This is going to be really good. And then the next movie is like totally not at all what we were expecting it to go. And did we do a review of the last one? I don't think we did.
Yeah.
Now, that'd have been an interesting episode.
That would have been depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we did, season 2 of Christian Artists was like a lot of really random stuff. We tried having like segments for a little while. Mix and match was a segment we would have. Or we ask each other questions, mix together the answers, and make up story ideas, worldly building tidbits, or any number of other things. Very fun.
That was a really good idea. I mean, I feel like we would have kept with some of those things. It would have been really good, but
probably
didn't.
It would be nice to have some sort of organization on this podcast.
Yeah, some consistency.
Yeah.
Besides me eating on the podcast.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So season 2, right, is a lot of
what's the episode range for season 1 to season 2?
So season 1 to season 2 is 31 episodes, right? Season 2 to season three. So see, I believe season two is all of the rest of season one is our first year of doing podcasting. Season two is all of the episodes until we start doing it as a live stream. So it goes from 32 all the way to, let's see, we did a lot of brainstorming. We did, we were going to write a musical with Hannah, did a lot of songs on that. Let's see. Until 84. So 32 to 84 is season two, which is just, we were trying a bunch of random things. We were still doing it just audio. We did a 4-part series on the Reliant K album that came out, Air for Free.
Those were good episodes. I remember that.
That was a good series of episodes because we were literally recording them all in one day because we were about to go to kids camp and then like the student leader camping trip and like needed for like a month worth of episodes.
That's what it was. So we recorded them all in one sit down.
And then split it up into 4 parts.
That was very smart of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, we probably would have kept trying like different like segments or things, except for the fact that we started doing it as a live stream at episode 85. And that was kind of like when I was thinking through this and I was like, do I really care to edit this podcast? And I was like, I don't think I do. I don't think like if we have the constraint, because we have been doing, is it November 3rd, 2017 is when we started doing live streams. After like a 3 or 4 month break. And I think it got into the point where like we had been doing the role playing game streams for a while. And I was like, you know what? I think we could do this as a, like a video thing, just like stream into Twitch. And I honestly think, I think it was a good idea because, it made us do it every week. Because it was like, okay, Monday evenings is when we're doing it. It's a live stream. It's always Monday evenings, right? Instead of like, well, it comes out this day, but who knows when we record it. And so we can just push it off and push it off and push it off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
So that was good. But that's the episodes just became like, okay, we have to talk about this for a certain amount of time on air, live.
Yep.
And so we have to like kind of refine the formula of actually talking to each other and not going off on random tangents or stopping in the middle of the episode because we think something that we just said was dumb, like other stuff like that you can do when it's just audio only. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was just like, okay, we're sitting down and we're having a conversation, which is fun. And then season three was Carly becomes co-host. That was another important milestone there because. As we were doing it via Zoom and stuff, right? It was a lot easier to get like, it made more sense to have like guests from out of state and whatnot, right? And so, we had Carly come on for an episode, and then we were like, well, we really like the chemistry on that. Let's just keep having Carly on, and we just kept doing it. I have to say, one of my favorite series that we did do and kept doing regularly, and still have done, is the speculative fiction series where we like take setting, character, plot, and world build some stuff. I always really enjoy those. It's a lot of fun. Any other thoughts on the arc as we're discussing it so far?
Carly, what was it like for you listening? Because you have all of the perspectives. You have the fan perspective, the co-host perspective. Now you're just a host. Now it's not even like, I suppose the two of
we're all co-hosts
in that sense. Yeah. Cause like, I think you jumped on for one episode as a guest. Right. And then we were just like, we could just have her on all the time. Right. Isn't that,
It
wasn't it like she was on for one episode as a guest speaker and then like,
so she was on episode 89, Carly Pinch and Poetry. Right. And then we did episode 90, outlining a novel idea with Hannah. And then we did episode 91, speculative fiction and setting number 2. We started that series again. And Carly was giving us input and talking us talking to us about the world building and stuff the whole time we were doing the episode. And I think halfway through the episode, we were like, we should just have you on for the next one. And like, that would be a fun thing to do. And yeah. I don't think you stopped coming on after that point. Yeah. It was episode 92 forever. Yeah, then we've done a couple of episodes on like the specific thing Carly is interested in, like poetry and visual art and whatnot. That was one of the things that we did with Carly coming on. It was like, oh, you're the actual artist. So we can talk about that now.
And one of the only ones of us that had like actual finished work of anything, really.
Yeah. Yeah, Carly, any input on your perspective?
No. Like, it was definitely weird because I started listening to the podcast when I think it was like the tail end of middle school, because I think it was the summer before I went into eighth grade.
That seems right.
I was still doing cross country. And so I would like talk. I had like several friends that I like talked to about the podcast, and was kind of like commentating on like how I kind of knew you guys at that point. And yeah, it just turned into like this weird, like there was a very clear like line between, oh, these are just people that I'm listening to for entertainment, to like, oh no, I know these people, and like I can create cool stories and stuff with them, and just have good long conversations about theology and other such things. So yeah, it was weird, but
yeah, I think when you actually like came and visited us, that really kind of broke the ice a bit more and ended up being a little bit easier and more comfortable to do it regularly together. So makes sense. Let's see. What other stuff do we have going on in season 3 of this podcast? The last time we did our podcasting journey episode, it was episode 98. And then we did episode 99, Things We've Learned. Okay, so we did like three-parter on like, let's do a reminisce on the whole podcast. Episode 98, our podcasting journey. Episode 99, Things We've Learned. And 100, our 100th episode extravaganza, where we did the trivia with, and Hannah came on for that one, and we had all three of you playing head-to-head to, I don't remember who won. I think, did Carly win? I think Carly won.
It wasn't me. That's all I remember.
Pretty sure it was Carly.
It was either Carly or Hannah. It definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, let's see. And then we started doing episode 103 is a pretty momentous one because it was the Caleb Carly Power Hour. It was the first time that just me and Carly did a podcast together.
That was weird.
The rest is history after that one. season 3, we started doing bonus episodes. So we would have, that's when we started doing a lot of like teaching and preaching and things at our church. And so the first, we did some, you did a series on 1 John, which we started posting as a bonus episode thing on the podcast. And then I know we did that like whole series on the Ten Commandments at youth group and posted not only our talks, but like our mom's talk and AJ's talk as episodes, as bonus episodes. Oh yeah, and then we were all doing NaNoWriMo, or at least trying to, and did a whole bunch of NaNoWriMo episodes. That was a fun time. We did that 2 years in a row. We did like the whole month of November, we just did like Nano recap stuff as we were going through it.
I don't think I was actually trying ever.
Well, we did like full episodes. Like there's a brainstorming with Connor episode 115 to help you brainstorm an idea for your novel.
Yep. I don't remember what even the idea was, but Is that when I came up with Gray?
Maybe.
It might be.
Yeah, yeah. It's 2018. That sounds right.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, what I mean by that is I don't know if I was ever actually trying hard enough
to write. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to have fun with the idea, but I don't know if I was trying to write ever. No, I was never committed.
Mm-hmm. Then we did a series. We did a really long series on the various ologies in the Christian life. So we did the Christian and epistemology, ecclesiology, missiology, soteriology, anthropology, hamartiology, theology, doxology. So that's pretty cool.
I have never wanted to go back and listen to like any of the old like First John sermon things or like some of the theology ones like way back in the day. I don't know if I'd ever want to go back and listen to them because I'm sure I'd be like, oh, I said that. How do I make this right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they're mostly good. I don't know.
I don't think so. I listened to mine a little while ago.
Yeah.
A few months ago. Just I don't know. I was like in a slump nostalgic for like things to listen to, and a little bit nostalgic. So I popped up both of my talks in the Ten Commandments series, and just was like, was I any good at this? And I was like, this isn't bad. There were things I would have said differently, but it wasn't too bad. I think there were definitely things like I said that I wouldn't have said if I wasn't trying to like dance around certain things for the audience that I was teaching to.
Yeah.
Where I would have been a lot more like, no, this is how it is.
Yeah.
But.
And that's why I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, So interesting. I think about our time at that church a lot and just think about like, how many times we realized something and then went, what do we do now? and we took it to the podcast a lot. It's kind of like our vent of like, we're worried or angry about this thing and we need to talk about it. We need to figure out what we believe about it for sure. And so we take it to the podcast to like discuss.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and that's the funny thing about The Christian Artist is that my, initial idea of the whole thing, and I think we always knew that it was going to be talking about theology too, but like, it ended up being a lot more about theology than maybe it even should have been.
Yeah, it's a lot more about theology
given
than
the title of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, hey, Christian is before artist.
I know, and that's what we said every time we kept talking about theology. But yeah, a lot of it was because of that, right? It was a stream of consciousness way for us to just like verbally process all the things we were learning and trying to decide like how we wanted to apply them to our lives and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff like that. But I think there were a few listeners who kind of came along for the ride with us, Carly being one of them, obviously. There's a handful of other people who were kind of learning all the same things as they're going along with the podcast. So that's fun.
I feel like AJ was one of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on it less than obviously Carly was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a similar situation there.
Yep. Had a lot of good episodes with some guest stars in here. We talked a lot about abortion in the third season here. Later on in the third season.
That makes sense.
In 2018, 2019. It makes sense.
Yep. It makes sense. And then I think that's when we started going to the mill, was around 2018, 2019. So that, because it couldn't have been later. Couldn't have been 2020. We were well into then. 2020. So.
Yep. And then we get to season 4, which started January 31st, 2020. That's when I revamped all the graphics, finalized all the overlays and made them look all nice and spiffy.
That's when we lived together too, right?
Yeah, we were living together for several months there, and then that went through all. I count season four all the way up to when Carly and I just started the Ghibli series again, because we took a long time not doing the podcast for a while, and now I'm like, okay, here's the we're rebooting a little bit. We're getting back to our roots, you know, talking about art.
Yeah.
Because for a long time there, it was like we were constantly being like, "Are you free, Connor?" Or like one of us wouldn't be free, episodes just weren't happening. And I was like, you know what we're gonna do? Carly and I are watching Ghibli films. Let's just talk about that for half an hour to an hour every Monday, right? And that's an easy thing that's been fun for Carly and I to do.
Yeah, especially since like both of our families having kids and both of our families being separate time zones.
Definitely
hard, because like you can't just be like, okay, let me know when your kid's in bed, like ours are in bed, and then be like, oh, we'll jump on, because like there's a 2-hour time difference, so that doesn't line up perfectly.
Mm-hmm. One day we'll be back in Wisconsin
doing it when Finn's in bed. We can just immediately hop on and do a short podcast episode.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Carly and I do on
bed super late.
Yep, but that's what Carly and I do on Mondays. Is as soon as Finn is actually down, then we jump on and do a half an hour to an hour.
Why don't you guys just live life like you're in Wisconsin there? Like, just pretend the time zone is just 2 hours later. Just show up to work 2 hours late. Stay 2 hours late. Just
no.
No. Go to church 2 hours late.
No. Season four was really good for a Christian artist. We had a lot of really good guests. This was the like prime guest time was season four. We like literally scheduled out, I think, like 10 guests in a row, pretty much. And just kept knocking them off one by one. So we had a lot of really good conversations. We had the first episode of the series of the season was personhood theory. We were talking about personhood theory. I don't think we had a guest on for that one.
Wait, our guest series started.
Wait a second. When did this actually start?
Well, I was on that one, right?
Oh, sorry. Episode 163, April 12th is when we started season four. I was looking at the special announcement that we had at Carly and I were like, oh, we're dating. And for some reason I was thinking, oh, that was the, because it was like a kind of a weird in-person episode where we were just both sitting in the same room. But the reason I thought that is because the actual episode before season four started was I was in Washington visiting Carly, and we did another thing like that. We were talking about family-driven faith, Vodi Bakum's book. Mm-hmm. So similar episodes in the way they felt to do. But yeah, it's we had the old overlays all the way up to 162. So we finished out the very last of the ology series. We did the Christian eschatology, we finally revisited role playing games as a topic. Years and years. That was a good episode too. But yeah, our first episode of season four was the Christian theonomy, and we had Mafuki from Twitter on to talk about that one. Canadian guy. And so that was really fun. That was the start of the guest series podcast. We had Thomas Carpenter to talk about church camps after that. And then we did Bragg to talk about working a regular job as a Christian.
Oh, I loved that episode. That's one of my favorite episodes.
That was a really good episode. Yeah. Sean is one of my favorite people on Twitter. I wish he was on Twitter more. But you know, he's working a regular job as a Christian, living his
yeah, I was going to say it's usually the people that aren't on Twitter that are the greatest, because they have so much stuff that they're doing instead. And that's
We had Isaac Dornkamp to talk about politics and Christianity. We had C.S. Johnson on to talk about art in the Bible. Francis Schaeffer's book on that topic, which is really good. We had the Reformed Pokemon professor on. Obviously, this was like a time where we did a whole bunch of like, there's a whole lot of change happening. And so we did an episode on July 2nd, where we talked about all the new life updates.
Yeah.
And then the next episode we did was in August, where we had Josh Jenkins on to talk about the Christian and architecture. Oh, then we had Ryan and Alyssa on to talk about godly relationships.
Yep, yep. I remember Chase listened to that episode because of Ryan and Alyssa, but not because of us.
But not because of us. Yeah. Mickey was on that one too. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
And Mickey was on for a few, several of these. Which was fun.
The newer ones.
Yeah, yeah. We had Zach Byrell on to talk about the Christian comedy.
That was a good one, too.
That was a fun episode. Let's see. What else do we got? Oh, yeah. Episode 176, the 2021 outline, where we outlined, like, the entire year's worth of podcasts, and then 2 years later hadn't got through the first topic.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That was good.
See, we just don't work well on a schedule.
Apparently not. I think we do. I do. Connor doesn't.
Yeah. The issue for me is if I don't know anything about the topic, I'm like, what are you going to talk about, Caleb? And you're like, I don't know. And then we just jump on and you're like, Connor, you have anything to say about this? I'm like, no, I already told you. I got nothing.
I think that's only happened a handful of times. I feel like I'm slightly prepared. That's one of the reasons that guests were really good in season 4, because we were starting to be like, what are we talking about now? And it's like, oh, let's get other people to talk. Yeah. What we got through of that like outline was pretty good. We talked about Christian education. We talked about the Christian college. Talked about let's see. Oh, we had a good episode on the Christian and disability. I really liked that one. There was a Twitter brouhaha where, I don't know if you remember this, Connor, but it was like, you probably don't remember the Twitter part of it, but just like in general, there's basically some sort of tweet that I tweeted where it was like, I was talking about like afflictions and disabilities and like, I compared like singleness and like disability, like being handicapped or whatever. And I was like, the way we should talk about these things is, yes, they are bad things. Like you should want them to not be true about you. Because trying to lie about them and saying that they're a gift from God, right? Like in a sense, like obviously they are a gift to God, but like in the sense that like you should be this way, right? And that because God put it in your path, this is actually where you should stay and should never want to be anything different.
And especially for like handicaps, do you want to be in heaven like that? Yeah. Do you want to be recreated?
There are a lot of people
who think
because of the current cultural beliefs on that, they're like, of course I'm going to be handicapped in heaven because that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no.
As soon as we start finding our identity in things that the curse brought, we're going to be very disappointed.
Yes. Yep. So that was a good episode. Lost a lot of Twitter friends for that, but
that's fine. That seems to come up in church stuff a lot, all the time for me. Just knowing young single people that struggle so much with being single.
Yeah.
Anytime I hear anybody like talk about singleness as a gift, I'm like, you have just done so much harm to a handful of people that I know personally that have told me this, not to mention others that I'm assumed feel this way and don't say anything. It's so difficult.
Yeah. And it's like, it's one thing, like it would be fine to say singleness is a gift if you're framing it as if it's a thorn that is like Paul said, thorn in your side that is a gift in the sense that it's drawing you closer to Christ. Yep. It's whatever, right? Like God has given you this thorn in your side, but a thorn, it remains. Like thorns are not good. Thorns go away after the fall, after the resurrection, right? Like, thorns are not supposed to be here. Let's see.
Well, our time is drawing nigh. I have to go back to Ezra. Do you want to do a speed run?
Yeah, I was just glancing through the last bits of episodes here just to see if there's anything else you want to mention.
You should do it like a commercial, like the side effects.
I'm not going to do it that fast.
And then
a lot of it was just like very scattershot stuff as we found time to do episodes like a month apart. So we did that. We went back to our speculative fiction series, and honestly, those are some of my favorite ones for sure.
That's the one we did.
The Viking one with Adam. It was so fun.
Oh yeah. And then we did one with
Meg Davis.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
Yep. Let's see. We did a whole episode on Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like it happened, and we were like, "What are we talking about this week?" And Connor's like, "We're talking about Twitter. Let's go."
Yeah. Well, because I was really excited that we're gonna have someone anti woke, but
yep. It's been hit or miss. There's been some good things, some not good things.
Yeah.
And then Roe v. Wade got overturned. And we talked about that. Yeah. A lot of random stuff like that that we ended up, and then we went back to our outline and finally talked about households, which was the second topic on our outline. So we talked about our titles were The Lord and the Lady, Uncle Sam is Out, Finances in the Christian Household, and I think those are the three that we did for households. We had your dad on to talk about finances, which was fun.
Oh yeah.
And then the very last episode we did in season 4 was the Christian in the horror genre. And it was like, it's been half a year since we've done the podcast. Hey, Connor, we should do the podcast. And you're like, let's talk about horror films. Let's go.
Yeah.
That was a good episode, too. It's just
it was a good episode.
Yeah.
It just took half a year for us to prepare.
Mm-hmm. And then
I had to watch a lot of horror films.
A couple months later, we still hadn't done another episode. And so I was like, OK, time to start a new season and do some. Talking about Ghibli, which has been a blast. We've talked about Nausicaa, Castle in the Sky, Grave of the Fireflies, My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, and Porco Rosso, all of which I recommend. Very, very good. A lot of really good, a lot of very based films. A lot of good, like, gender role dynamics and very wholesome stuff, for sure. But that's what we're currently doing, going through the Ghibli films. I think next we're going to review two in a row because there was like two that like we didn't really care as much for either of them as much as the other films. So we want to like tackle two at once instead of doing two 20-minute episodes.
And there's
back
a lot
back.
Of just overlap with the topics,
some of the themes,
that the movies touch on that we've already talked about a lot.
Yeah, that's where we are right now, going through that stuff, doing some more art-based stuff, which has been fun. Connor, any kind of general thoughts to close out our time here? We're just kind of considering the whole arc of the Christian artist and what has been behind us and what might be to come.
It's been a wild ride, and I'm very glad that we did this.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Not just this episode, I mean like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll keep pinging you, Connor. And if you happen to be free, just let me know, and we'll do something. In between Ghibli episodes or whatever. Or if there's like, is Marnie the only one you've seen of Ghibli besides maybe like Nausicaa or Castle in the Sky? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I've been trying to watch more, but
yeah, you should.
He doesn't like foreign films.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but they're not. You don't have to watch them in Japanese.
No, yeah, we don't.
They're all dubbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have great dubs too. So
yes, they do.
But yeah, at the very least, when we get to Marnie, I'll let you know and I'll have you on for that one. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun and I've really enjoyed doing the podcast. Carly, do you have any other last minute thoughts as we end here?
Ben and Josiah are certainly very glad that you started the podcast because otherwise they wouldn't do this.
Very true. You're welcome, Finn. All right, Finn, do you want to say goodbye? You say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good job. That has been The Christian Artist. All the links are in the liner notes. Go check them out if you want to hear more from us on podcasts or other fun stuff we do here on the internet. We're out.